Hello and praise the Lord. It's another opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another, the word of the scriptures. As we continue with our topic this week, the power of contentment. That is what we are looking at. What does it take for you to be contented? Are you the kind of a person who always feel less satisfied? No, less satisfied. That there is nothing that people can do to satisfy you. You know, you're difficult to preach. There is nothing God can do to even satisfy you. Are you the person who is always looking for greener grass on the other ridge? Or do you get satisfied with the things that God has given you in life? Are you able to appreciate that what is happening in your life today is God's will for you? And in no way means that God has no plans for tomorrow or even in the coming days. And that God will not give you what you require for next year today. And so, are you contented with the grace that God has given you today? Yesterday we saw Godliness with contentment is the greatest gain, because we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. And today, I want us to see or to look at the danger of comparison. We said yesterday that one of the major challenges why people find it difficult to be contented is because we have this habit of comparing ourselves with others. We are looking at what is happening in the life of other people. Instead of being satisfied with what God is doing in our lives, we forget our lives are unique. God designed us uniquely, and we are going to have different experiences. Not even Siamese twins are the same, because God created us unique. There is a purpose, and that is what the scripture tells us. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for some specific good work. In other words, your ministry and your calling is very different from mine, because we have different personalities. There is a role that God wants us to play in life. And so it is very important for us to be contented with what God is doing. If I look at the scriptures in the book of Matthew chapter 25, there is a parable that the Lord gave. And from verse 14 of Matthew chapter 25, this is what God says. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag each, according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. The one who had the 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the one who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. These are same servants. They are all servants, but they have been entrusted with different responsibilities. One have been given 5 bags of gold, another to another one. They have all been given something. And so the one with 5 decided, I have got to do something with what I have been given. I am not like the one who has been given 2. The one who had been given 2 did not compare himself with the one who had been given 5. They all went down to work. But the one who was given 1 felt less privileged and decided, I will not do anything, I will just hide it. And the master went. It's very unfortunate, my brother and my sister, when you compare yourself with others. When you fail to understand that God gives you grace to learn your lease, and there will always be grace in your lane, the one that you are learning. You will never find grace to learn your lease from another person's point of view. God's grace is available in your shoes. Have you ever heard, you know, if you can only walk with my shoes, no one else can, because God has given you different grace to walk in those shoes. The moment you start comparing yourself with other people, you undermine the talent that God has given you. You undermine the power, the grace, and the ability that God has put in you, because you're comparing yourself with others. You have your 5 bags of gold. Maybe you have 1. God, all what God is asking you is do something with what God has given you. Judgment will not be based on what other people were given, but on what you were given. Every one of us will give an account of himself to God. Not others, you himself to God. My brother, my sister, where are you failing to be contented because you're looking at what others have? Where are you robbing yourself joy because you're comparing yourself with your classmates, the guys you used to be together with in high school or university, whom you strongly feel they are doing better than you? Where do you feel God has not treated you well just because you're comparing yourself with others? There is enough grace in your one talent. There is enough grace in your two talents. There are others who have billions of talents, and God has given them different levels of grace. Can I tell you, the one who made you, know the grace that he has given you, that will color you, that will give you success, that will avoid you breaking in this life, and he has provided it. Why don't you trust God to find sufficiency in him and find your completeness in him? That is the power of contentment, when you know that I am not like the one who was given five. I'm not like the one who was given two. I am unique. I have got to do what I can do with what God has given me. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and encouraging us through your word and reminding us to be contented with that which you have given us. Because contentment with godliness is the greatest form of gain we can ever have. Help us to avoid comparing ourselves with others. There are those with the five goals. There are those with the two bags of God. We have been given one. Help us to thrive in our gifting and to make use of that which you have given us, God of glory. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for encouraging us through your word. In Jesus' name, we pray this and we believe. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thrive in your gifting. There is power in contentment. Thank you so much for joining us for this inspiration. Thank you so much for those wonderful messages and comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. You are treasured. And may I tell you, be content with what God has given you. Have yourself a blessed and a glorious day ahead. Thank you so much.